From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour with two items on Iraq. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the return of Shiite militias to the streets of a neighborhood in Baghdad. First, the search for two American soldiers missing since their patrol was ambushed last month.
The military says it will continue to look for the men who were abducted south of Baghdad. An Islamist group with ties to al-Qaeda has released a videotape displaying their ID cards and claiming to have killed them. But the military is not convinced, and family and friends of one of the soldiers are still hopeful he'll be found. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The video suggests the worst, with photos of the missing soldiers' ID cards and chilling images of insurgents on the attack. In the video, obtained from the U.S.-based Site Institute, a narrator rants against U.S. policies and boasts that the soldiers have gone from being live prisoners to dead bodies. But military officials doubt the claims, since the video does not show the soldiers' bodies. Ramon Jimenez, father of 25-year-old missing Army specialist Alex Jimenez, is one who's refusing to give up hope.
He knows that his son is alive, and that's what we are believing.
Wendy Luzon is a friend of Ramon Jimenez and a spokesperson for the family. She says the ordeal has been especially upsetting to Jimenez since he has opposed the war.
He liked peace. He's a peaceful person. So I don't, supporting your son is different than supporting the conflict.
Luzon says she herself will not watch the video. As other relatives put it, it's just too painful.
Just thinking about him makes my voice crack and brings tears to my eyes.
Jose Parlada is Jimenez's cousin and shared an apartment with him in Lawrence, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. He says the hardest thing is not knowing what's happened, but like other family members, he's trying to focus on good memories of a young man who always dreamed about becoming a soldier. Parlada describes Jimenez as simple, honest, very determined, and competitive.
We would often lift weights together to see who was stronger. I'll always remember this about him. If I lifted 50 pounds, he would lift 100.
Jimenez was born in the Dominican Republic and remains very close to his large extended family. Benny Espaillat employed both father and son at his clothing store. He was so moved by their close relationship, he would ask for parenting advice. Now, Espaillat is spending his days praying.
Our own eyes cannot see Alex, but our heart is with him. And even though he's not here, we celebrate the fun person he is, the humble guy. It makes us smile.
We have the cross and everything.
From the basement of his store, Espaillat is helping to organize a vigil for Jimenez this weekend. Father Jorge Reyes says friends and strangers in this tight-knit Latino community have been praying for Jimenez. As pastor, he's walking a fine line, encouraging hope while also preparing people for the worst.
We hope for the best, but then if something happens, God forbid it, then our hope is that we will see each other again. In heaven with God.
Whatever happens, those closest to Jimenez say they take some comfort knowing that he was happy as a soldier and able to achieve a lifelong dream. Tovia Smith, NPR News.